the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering. Eric, this is Laura. You can call me LG.
Oh, cool.
All right, Laura.
Ah.
Why has the Hey, I Was Wondering time changed?
Oh.
It has? You see, I'm a loyal 5:30 Club listener, and I'm pretty sure it's always been at 5:45 a.m. I would get to listen to it on my way to work. I leave at 5:30. Now, if I want to hear the question, I have to sit in the car almost until 6, which makes me late for work. I start at 6 a.m.
Oh.
I don't care about the few minutes. I'm just out there. I'm sorry. I'm the first one there every morning anyway. So what's the big deal? Just wondering. Thanks, LG. Here's the thing, LG. Hey, I was wondering. Actually, he's never been at 5:45 ever.
Wow.
Ever. Not once. Ever.
Yeah, that seems a little early. Yeah.
Maybe Laura's clock was a little askew.
At the very earliest, Hey, I Was Wondering is scheduled every day at 5:50. Now, LG, I will grant you, sometimes it takes me till about 5:58 to get to it.
That is true.
That I will not dispute. I will dispute that it's been at 5:45. I don't think there's ever been a day that's happened.
Yeah. Well, we just have so much to talk about right when we get here.
No, we don't.
About our nights and what happened and the coyotes.
We don't talk about any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's never had a time switch. It's always been at 5:50 and sometimes 5:58. And I feel bad that occasionally Laura/LG is late for work. But as she says in the last sentence of her email, it doesn't really matter. She's the first one there anyway.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, we still feel late, you know.
Can you be late if you're the first one? I guess you can.
Yeah,
but who's going to know? It's like a tree falling in the forest and no one there to hear it.
Unless there's a time clock you got to punch in on.
That's true.
And you show up at 6:02 and then your boss, who always shows up at 8, gets mad at you for showing up at 6:02.
Which
really seems like a fundamental problem, doesn't it?
It really does.
A couple of minutes, my friend and I were just talking about that. It doesn't really matter 5 minutes. Like, is it a hard time, a hard start time?
Well,
on some jobs.
5 minutes does really matter. Like, if you're having a heart attack, five minutes matters.
Well, you know, there's like those coachy type of people who say that if you get there right on time, you're actually late.
Well, and I'm one of those people because my kids always make fun of that.
Yeah.
Because my son will say to me, I'll say, what time are you going to be there? Are you going to be on time? He's like, yes, I'll be 10 minutes early because I know on time is 10 minutes early with you.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Say we're leaving for the airport at 6, we're really leaving for the airport at 5:50.
Right.
And they'll be ready at 6. I'm like, why have we not left yet? And they'll say, you said 6. I'm like, well, you know better than that. I don't really mean that.
Now, I'm not sure if this is along the same lines, but I think it's similar. My parents, my whole life, have set their clocks 10 minutes ahead.
Right.
And so it's like it always messes with you, but you are supposed to realize it's not really that time. So that means you're early to wherever you're going.
I've never understood that. We've talked about that before, because if that was me, every time I'd look at the clock, I'd know it was 10 minutes off.
Right.
Which would cause me even more anxiety.
Yeah. You start to get used to that and then you think you're never late.
Right.
But you actually are.
You can't do an exact number like that. Like I do 7 minutes ahead. So then I can't do the math on what time it really is.
So anyway, Laura, it always is 5:50. Or unless you've set your clock to a wrong time, maybe that one's on you.
Yeah.
Time for the results. Eric in the Morning List. It was revealed yesterday that Joe Biden's vice presidential partner, Camila Cabello, that's who Violetta thinks it is. Camila Cabello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kamala Harris, her Secret Service code name is Pioneer. We were wondering if Melissa were to be or were to need a Secret Service code name, what would it be? 312-233-1019. A bunch of good ones. You would vote for what, Bill?
What did you win?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, crazy. Oh, damn.
All right, cool talk.
It's a full conversation going on
there.
In
a
back
Zoom
there.
Meeting.
Yeah.
What happened to Bill there? All right. hi there, Victoria.
Hi, I would say owl.
Owl. Why owl?
I remember one time she got new glasses and everyone said she looked like an owl.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. Her owl glasses. I forgot all about those. They looked like the Jerry Seinfeld glasses.
That's right.
Got them.
Really thick.
Yeah, they were very, very thick. That's right. I noticed, she stopped wearing those.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah.
She goes through a lot of pairs of glasses.
She does. Greg, you would vote for what?
I'm going with Dory because she's like sometimes just keep swimming.
You know,
right.
That's a good one.
At number three, Joe.
The mathematician.
Mathematician. Ah. Yes. Yes, that is right. At number two, Rick, her Secret Service code name.
Delicatessen.
Ah, that's a classic.
Delicatessen is a classic. And finally, in at number one, if you were to give Melissa a code name, what would it be, Sue?
Code name Smokes.
Smokes. Smokes.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, she does love smoking bits.
Everything about lighting up.
Nobody knows why she loves it so much, but she loves to talk about smoking more than anything in the world.
For sure.
What's up, Smokes? I like that. Well done, Sue. Anybody listening who planned on a lot of kids? You had like one, maybe two, and you said, that's it. Forget it. I don't know what I was thinking. You know how hard it is having these things?
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my God. What was I thinking? 312-233-1019. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How many kids did you want to have originally?
I wanted four.
How many did you end up with?
Two.
Plenty. Yeah.
You got halfway there.
What caused you to decide it too? All right, that fourth thing I was thinking about, forget it.
The first one I had labor for 36 hours.
That'll do it.
And I thought, well, the next one should be, easier. Well, it was 18 hours, so I'm like, no, I'm done.
So it was a labor issue. You've already decided against having more before they'd even arrived.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
How many did you want, Deanna?
I wanted four.
And how many did you have?
Two.
Two and done. That's it. I'm out.
Two and done.
Check, please. What caused you to stop?
Well, I just had my last baby in April, so pandemic baby, and that's enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Any chance you change your mind? Are you pretty certain you're locked down on this?
I think my husband and I are pretty much locked down on this.
Yeah. Well, good choice.
I felt a 1% wiggle room there.
Good choice. Listen to this. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
How many did you want?
I originally wanted nine because I'm one of nine siblings and it was awesome growing up.
Nine. Okay, you know what? Nobody wants nine. Nine might happen, but nobody walks in wanting nine.
No.
I know. Well, I had two and I was like, no, I don't know how my mom did it.
That's
was
right.
Done.
Your mom still doesn't know how she did it. And I guarantee if you ask her, did you want nine? She'd be like, what are you, crazy? No.
I know.
Just
I
kept
know.
Happening. Your father couldn't keep his hands off me. Which I know is weird and creepy.
Yeah, very.
Nobody wants nine. That's crazy talk. 312-233-1019. Are you expecting a boy or a girl? How to guess. Completely unscientific thoughts that people have spread and shared and thought, well, you're having a girl for sure. Oh, please look at your legs, those hairy like mammoth legs you got going. You're having a boy. It's crazy. What have you heard? 312-233-1019. Kristen, you've heard what?
If your face breaks out, you're having a girl because they steal your beauty.
Yes,
they steal your beauty. See, there's a whole reason behind it.
I've heard of that too, and I think it's true. Like moms kind of look different
when
they're having
girls. You know what? Actually, on this list, Kristen, it does say your face breaks out more than usual if you're having a girl.
I had twin girls.
And did your face break out more than usual?
Terribly.
All right. How about this? I'm going to throw another one at you. Is this a sign you're having a boy or a girl? You ready, Kristen? You refuse to eat the heel of a loaf of bread.
Boy.
I'm sorry, that's a girl.
Oh.
Great effort, though. I like that. Thank you for that.
Natalie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, you've heard what?
Well, when I was pregnant with my son, I was told I was glowing.
Glowing. So if you're glowing, it's a boy. That's what the idea is. All right, I'm going to throw another one at you. Ready?
Okay.
If your nose is spreading, rumor is you're having a what?
A girl?
Sorry, that's a boy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Does it go back?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's true. I know you're very nose-centric, Violetta.
I hate my nose.
I'm going to throw another one at you, Natalie. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're moodier than usual during pregnancy. Is that the sign you're having a boy or a girl?
I would say a girl.
Girl is exactly right on that one.
Yay.
Good job.
Because I was so happy all the time when I was pregnant. Oh, so
why wouldn't you be?
Oh.
Why wouldn't you be? You're having a boy. We're great.
Okay.
There is one that I'm actually uncomfortable saying, but somebody emailed it. If a certain area of your body tends to darken considerably,
your
what?
Your nipples.
Yeah. Right.
I can't believe I just said that. I can't. Are you allowed to say that?
Did you hang up yet, Natalie? There she
No.
She's like, I'm out.
I was going to say areola.
That's what it says, but yours was much more graphic and playful. They say if those darken considerably, what do you think it is, boy or a girl? Why are you taking your coat off?
She's removing her clothes.
Get a little I'm sweating.
Sweat. I'm going to say girl.
Whip.
Boy.
That's a boy, they say.
That's it.
Gross.
That is a boy right there. Your parents. You're a girl. They wanted a boy. You're a boy. They wanted a girl. I mean, they got used to it. They love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're fine now. But looking back, there were signs. There were indications of what they were trying to pull off.
Yeah.
Hi there, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're pretty certain your parents wanted a boy. How do you know?
Well, they only had a boy's name picked out.
Okay.
And so when they went to the hospital, they followed the Sara Lee Bakery truck on the way to the hospital to have me. When I came out a girl, they had no name picked out, so my name is Sara Lee.
Oh, after the bakery truck.
There you go.
That's pretty awesome.
They just, by default.
Yeah.
Like, we had nothing.
And you know what? Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
That is true. It is delicious.
Oh, it's true.
Ah, yeah, they wanted a boy. Seeing that. Hi, Christina. You're pretty certain your parents wanted a boy, huh?
Yeah, they had the name Christopher picked out. They had all the sports stuff in the nursery because they were convinced I was a boy. And, they ended up naming me Christina because they had Christopher picked out, and they still call me Chris to this day.
There's a lot of defaulting on names so far.
That was an easy change, though, right there. Chris to Chris.
Quick switch. It worked both ways. Hi there, Dana. You're pretty certain Dad wanted a boy?
Oh, yeah. So back when they did ultrasounds when I was younger, when I was a baby, they had it on videotape. And you can hear my dad in the background asking, how's his little stallion? And then his friend was an ultrasound tech. And she didn't have the heart to tell him that it was a girl.
She just ignored it?
How's my little stallion? That's what he said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she didn't have the heart to tell him, so she just told him that she couldn't.
Can't tell. We'll deal with this on arrival day.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the little stallion's a no-show.
Yeah.
How's my little stallion looking? Already looking like a baseball player? Well, sort of. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
So, when my mother-in-law was pregnant, she swore she was having a girl, so she bought all girl stuff. So my brother-in-law dressed up like a little girl for the first year of his life.
I was wondering if that would happen.
Yeah.
A lot of dresses, a lot of different girl shoes, that kind of thing. I mean, if you already bought them, you got to get use out of them.
Yeah.
And you figure he's one, it's not going to matter.
He doesn't know.
Right. Five bad habits that can ruin your relationship. Five bad habits. Don't be so nice to me, Violetta, because we're about to bury you.
Oh, no.
In at number one on the bad habits that can ruin your relationship is something that really is a part of you.
Okay,
You need to get under control.
Under control.
You have to.
Okay.
The number one thing that's going to ruin a relationship is what, Kelly?
It's being on the phone all the time.
That is exactly right. Attached to your phone.
Ugh.
Social media this, text that, podcast this. You got to put it down. You got to move away. Being on the phone all the time is the number one thing that is ruining modern day relationships, they say. Kelly, do you deal with this at all?
Not really. I'm not a big social media person, there but that go. Was a great clue.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. A lot of lives that way. Thanks. Right. Well, you know, I pride myself on my clues, Kelly. Yeah. I know that you will find this impossible to believe, but I was talking with a 32-year-old woman who says a year ago she ditched social media completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Instagram, Facebook, yeah. Twitter, TikTok, ditched it completely and has never felt better.
Really?
I know that you don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, you just lose
it
connection.
It really is a drug. It's an addiction. Yeah, I know totally. The Captain Hollywood's going to be mad at me for saying that because the guy lives for social media.
Oh, yeah. It's a drug lives to him. It. Yeah, he right. loves that drug.
He doesn't even care about radio anymore.
Right.
He's just like all social media all the time. That's
right.
all he cares about.
That's right.
Well, it's the future.
Yeah. Right. Being on your phone all the time is the number one bad habit that can ruin your relationship. Elsewhere in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
These things are destroying your relationship. Tied at number five. Criticizing their family.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And starting fights over text. Text fights are the worst.
Yes.
They will never end well. Can you ever think of a text fight that's concluded? Well, this went well. I think we've solved a lot here.
No.
Well, because they just go back and forth, and they're paragraphs, because you have to explain yourself in detail.
And there's nothing worse than you're typing a paragraph, and you can see the three dots. Yeah. You're like, I got to get this out before they send it.
Yeah. Hold on with that thought. Right. Wait a minute.
I need to slam you before you slam me back.
Stop interrupting me with the dots.
Right. The dots will drive you crazy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Number four on the five bad habits that can ruin your relationship, being passive aggressive.
Ooh, I love that, though.
Who is more passive-aggressive, men or women? Generally.
I think men are passive-aggressive.
You have lost your mind.
Really? Yeah.
You really do. You really hit your head hard today.
No, I didn't.
You hit your head hard.
Because we just come out and complain about whatever bothers us.
Right, sure you do.
So often.
Yeah, we never have to figure it out. And number three on the five bad habits that ruin your relationship, keeping score, even just in your head.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
I know, but there is a team.
If you notice that every one of these feel at us like, yeah, but.
Right. Defending, yeah, exactly. The actions.
But there is a score, you know. Sometimes it's got to be told.
You're not supposed to.
No one's keeping it.
Number two on the five bad habits to ruin your relationship, making public jokes at your partner's expense.
Oh.
Come on, they're hilarious.
Oh, no. You got to clear that with them first.
That's the best time to, you know,
can't clear a joke first,
no.
Right? Because then the joke falls flat. You got to just hit them with it.
I'm just saying you have to clear it if you don't want to end up on this list.
That's
or
so
in a
often,
fight.
It's so often the easy way out to bring up a topic that you wanted to but didn't know how to. You're like, oh my God, let me bring this up.
Whip, you got to make a public joke at your partner's expense in order to even the score you're keeping in your head that
right.
you're not supposed to.
Totally.
Got it. Okay, now
right.
I know. Now I get it.
And then they storm out and you spend all of your time on your phone fighting over text.
Yeah.
Everything
all
works
comes
out
together.
Fine. You've been meeting a lot of people lately. Violetta, I don't know if you missed this, Whip, has been all over me because she ran into former Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, I already heard this story.
Can you believe it?
She sent me a note. She's like, so Governor Blagojevich, and I'm right, he's not the governor anymore. Anyway, he's at the table next to me. Do we want him on the show? I'm like, no.
I think like,
we're okay.
I think he's got his own thing he's doing.
And then she sent me a picture of the two of them together.
Yeah, I got to meet him.
Where were you?
We were at La Scarola. Well, not together, but I was at La Scarola and he was at La Scarola. And he walked in and I just was like, oh my God, that's the governor. I was like so shocked. And he was wearing a mask, but you can still see that silver hair popping out everywhere.
So it's still silver. He hasn't dyed it black again like he did when he was the governor.
He looks good with it white.
Does he?
Yeah.
I see that you shared the picture. Was he nice? Was he polite to you? Did you make any jokes?
Oh, he was really nice. He actually did make a joke. That's why we look so chummy in that picture right there, because when he was getting up from the table to... He was getting up on the table to take the picture. He looked around at everybody kind of in the area, and he's like,
hey, where are the cops?
No. He, like, looked around. He's like, just so you know, none of this kind of stuff ever happened in prison, and I don't really know.
He's doing a prison joke.
Yeah, he did. It was cute.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's always cute when somebody's able to get out of prison and do prison jokes.
He's so muscular,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was, you know,
Golden Gloves boxer. He loves to brag about
it. But in prison, that's all you can do is blast.
That's true, too. Yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, fight off the gangs.
Yep.
The prison gangs.
It was really cool meeting him. He has that, like, it thing, you know, like politicians have.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can feel him, like, that's, you're right?
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
I think he's barfing over my
head. No, I mean.
Politicians, sometimes, they give some people a good feeling, and some people they give the opposite feeling.
But the point is they give a feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you can feel them in a room.
Yeah, yeah. They
one
have
way
that
or
presence.
The other.
Yeah, well, that was the feeling I had just now. Expressed it.
Like the one time I was in a room when he was President Bill Clinton walked in a room.
Yeah.
And I had my back to the door, and you could still feel him come in the room.
Totally.
You just feel it.
Yeah.
It's very, very strange.
That's so cool.
You run into a lot of people. Didn't you run into that pilot Pete, Pistol Pete?
Can you believe it?
From Bachelor days.
Oh, that guy?
Pilot Pete was in town, too.
Oh, who is he from here?
No, so the girl that won, I think Casey or Kim or something, his girlfriend, wife, is from Chicago. So they were here visiting, and I didn't know her name. I just knew him. They were sitting at Tavern on Rush, and I walked by. I'm like, I think that's Pilot Pete. So I did another loop because I didn't have the courage to talk to him the first time
around.
So
he's dating a Chicago girl? Was she on the show?
Yeah, she was on the show.
It's amazing how I watch these things, and I seriously can't remember them, like, the day after it ends. I'm trying to remember what he even... I remember him for sure, but I wouldn't know about the...
He was so nice.
You sent me a picture of him that says... It's a picture of him, of course, with his shirt off.
Yeah.
It says, I made him friend her on Instagram so I could stalk her.
Yeah, so after I ran into him, then I was stalking him on Instagram, and one of the videos he posted was about how he made his best friend follow his fiance, so before it was his fiance, so he could stalk her.
He made his best friend follow the woman that he wanted
was,
to.
Right. Was interested in.
So that he didn't have to follow and be a creep.
Yeah, exactly.
So he added a whole new level of
but
kind
then
of creepy.
He goes into the story of saying then she was kind of interested in him because he's
you run
the guy.
That risk.
Right. Mm. Who reached out first.
You run that risk. So he basically said, I don't want to be creepy and stalker, so I'm going to be uber creepy and have my friend stalker on my behalf.
Totally.
Good friend. Right. Tidbit Tuesday, all the stories we haven't had a chance to get to until now. Hey, did you see Reese Witherspoon? Everybody loves her, right?
Oh, she's so good.
Except the police that one time she was pulled over. Remember that?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, when she pulled the Do You Know Who I Am card.
She pulled that card?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, but fun times with Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon is launching a country music competition series on Apple TV+.
She's all over the internet.
Yeah, she loves everything cowboy.
That's
no
right.
Doubt
she
about
was
it.
On the morning show on Apple TV
yes.
Plus also. So
yes.
That was their first big show.
Yes. And good. Sweet Home Alabama.
That's true, too.
Lori Loughlin will likely spend 2 months in prison. Her husband's going to get even more time.
Oh, Massimo? Oh.
Yeah, Massimo.
Yeah.
I know a guy that used to play golf with Massimo. Not so much anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
He's laying low.
Yeah, said he was a nice enough guy until all this stuff went down. Lori Loughlin is days away from being sentenced to prison time after she recently pleaded guilty for involvement in the college admission scandal. Her husband, Massimo Giannulli, who I believe is the Target guy. Who
That's
did all
true.
The fashion for Target.
Yeah, I guess they dropped his brand even before this, which I wasn't aware of. But I remember people at the time were like, that's no longer at Target.
He's going to be doing more time. How long just drew a blank. Desperate Housewives lady.
Yeah. How are we forgetting this now? Felicity Huffman.
Yes.
How long did she do?
It was, wasn't it like 10 days or something?
Yeah. It was supposed to be more, and then she only served like 10.
So Lori Loughlin could get 2 months. In an update, this one's for you, Violetta. Oh. Golden Girls House. Remember we told you it was for sale?
Yeah.
It sold.
Oh, it did?
For $4 million, which was $1 million over the asking price.
How is that possible?
Well, people want to own the Golden Girls
Huge
House.
Huge bidding war broke
out.
Oh.
Yep. $4 million. And since we're talking real estate, the skinny house sold here in Chicago, more specifically Deerfield.
Have you seen that thing?
Pretty unbelievable.
I can't get over it. I want to go there.
It's incredible.
The skinny house that went viral for its shockingly slim dimensions and triangular shape sold for $260,000 on Friday. The unconventional home located in Deerfield is nestled on a 3,800-square-foot lot in the corner of a neighborhood where the average income is $142,000, known as the Pie House to locals. The two-bedroom, three-bath home measures about 3 feet wide on one of its sides.
I don't get it.
So weird.
The wedge-shaped property then expands to about 20 feet in width on the other side. So it's 3 feet on one side, 20 feet at its widest.
Okay.
It's still small, but...
Wild. Wild stuff.
Totally.
This one's for Violetta, too. An ex-airline employee is rating celebrities on TikTok and scorching several of them.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's a LAX customer service rep in Los Angeles. Among those that she says are great, Bad Bunny got a 10 out of 10. Loves
nice.
Bad Bunny. Loves herself some Bad Bunny, saying he was super effing polite.
Well, she sounds polite.
Dakota Johnson got a 9 out of 10.
Oh, she seemed kind of,
yeah, for being super polite. Yeah, Chris Evans got an 8 out of 10 because he, quote, kind of smiled at me, end quote.
I know.
At the bottom of the list, Kendall Jenner.
She's not good?
2 out of 10. She was not friendly to anybody and walked around really arrogant.
Oh,
I can see that.
I mean, she's a Jenner. Why not?
I can see that. Whip, I know this is one that you love.
Okay, I'm ready.
The Lego piece finally fell out of the boy's nose 2 years later.
Oh, God.
That is unreal.
Yeah. After 2 years stuck inside a little boy's nose, a Lego piece has finally fallen free. New Zealander Samir Anwar inserted a Lego block right up the schnoz in 2018, a fact he informed his parents about at the time. Of course, like parents are like, that'll be fine. It'll come out.
Right, yeah, eventually.
Yeah. One day he told us that he slipped a tiny piece of Lego, and then we tried our best to bring it out, but nothing came out. Anwar's father and wife had a local doctor look up Samir's nose afterwards, but the medical professional was unable to spot the small black plastic piece. Then this month, while sniffing a cupcake, Samir experienced a sudden pain in his nose. He assumed he'd inhaled some of the treats crumbs, but in fact, it was the Lego piece. His mother helped him blow his nose, and out it came.
Oh, wow.
2 years later.
How satisfying that must be.
Oh,
could you imagine?
Oh, boy. Plus, he can finally complete the castle.
Yeah, it's true. That's
could
awesome.
Could you imagine what that smells
I think
like?
It's been sitting there for 2 years.
That one
for
missing
that last
piece. Exactly.
Yeah. Florida man lived in stadium luxury suite for nearly 2 weeks. I teased you with this one earlier today. One man's luxury suite in a Florida stadium turned out to be another man's home for nearly 2 weeks. Police in St. Pete arrested a man for living inside the suite at Al Lang Stadium, which is the home to the Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer team.
Ooh. Okay.
Daniel Albert Neha was arrested and charged with burglary and resisting arrest. According to the affidavit, he had set up a living space inside the stadium and stole multiple different types of clothing worth $1,000. He was decked out in Rowdy clothing.
Yeah. Wow, the good stuff from the gift shop.
He also consumed $250 in drinks.
Really? Yeah, those don't go expired.
Yeah, he went into the merchandise store, and then he went into the food area, so he was wearing the merchandise and helping himself to the food.
Living the life, man.
Neha, who is listed as a transient on his arrest report, lost his luxurious lifestyle when a cleaning crew entered the stadium and noticed something didn't seem right. Okay, we're going to save that story. Here we go. A coveted phone number sold for $325,000 in China. They are very superstitious in China.
Okay.
The number 8 is considered lucky because it sounds much like the word prosperity, I guess, in Chinese. All of which might help explain why somebody just paid $325,000 for a phone number over the weekend at an online auction. It seems the phone number in question ends in 5 consecutive 8s.
Mm. Whoa.
I would want 8 8s.
For that money, yes.
Yeah, that's
5
crazy.
5 consecutive 8s.
My worst fear is losing my phone number because I've had it since I started having a cell phone.
Right.
And I just think one day someone's going to take it away from me.
Do you think there's something refreshing about starting over from scratch with a brand new phone number?
No.
Apparently not.
Yeah, Violetta's in full panic about that.
I just think like one day I'm going to sign the wrong contract and they're going to be like, yep, you got a new phone number.
Watch out. Remember on a Seinfeld when they got the wrong area code? They couldn't get the old area code back.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a whole status thing. And finally, man suing Hooters because he did not leave a $5,000 tip. You see all the time about these extraordinary tips being left. Well, it happened in this case. He's like, I didn't do that.
That happens a lot more than you think.
Yep.
When I used to serve.
Lende Siaka of Newport, Kentucky is suing Hooters because a $5,000 tip appeared on his credit card. He ate at the restaurant where he racked up a $40 bill before he left a $5 tip. Cheap son of a.
Right.
Siaka says someone decided to add 4 zeros to it.
Oh, see, you got to like
3 zeros in this case.
Yeah, don't leave any space between that dollar before the decimal for them to put extra zeros in there.
Well, he had it coming.
Yeah.
He called his bank who refunded the charge, but then later reversed their decision after seeing a copy of his receipt. Siaka is now suing Hooters and Chase Bank. So the bank's like, nah, you owe $5,000.
Oh, I wonder if he did it drunkenly and didn't want to own up to it.
Well, you know, you got to be careful when you go into Hooters. The Eric in the Morning Podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.